Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I see ya. Welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down. We got an exciting day for you today as White Sox are on the win streak. We just had the NFL draft this past weekend, and we got a retiring of the late great. It's about to go down. And those who are new to Dragon Sports Live, this is just not your typical podcast. This is your podcast about sports and music. So be sure to rock with me, listen to me, or you can tune in to YouTube Dragon Jump Productions and follow, subscribe, watch, and be amazed about the things that we can do and how it's going down. But like I said, those are new to the show, we starting our show right. We're going to go into some music hosted by local artists from yourself. You send it, I'll play it. That's how we're going to do it. It's going down on Dragon Sports Live. Welcome on this beautiful spring-like day where the weather feels good. Let's start our show off right with A Sucker the Renegade, yeah, yeah, Cap. Here on Dragon Sports Live.
Y'all niggas not that rich. Don't add fuel to the fire. Y'all niggas not that lit. Y'all niggas not gon' ride. Y'all niggas not gon' lift. All my niggas gon' slide. And my niggas not gon' miss. Y'all niggas not that rich. Don't add fuel to the fire. Y'all niggas not that lit. Y'all niggas not gon' ride. Y'all niggas not gon' lift. All my niggas gon' slide. And my niggas not gon' miss. Yo, ayy, my niggas not gon' fall. Huh? Talking that shit, drop a pin on you. Y'all niggas not gon' show. No, yo bitch is not that cold. Yeah, that nigga not your bro. Yeah, yo check is not that swole. Yeah, yo niggas not that frost. Yeah, got the drop, nigga 40 with the Glock. Nigga free, Bobby Smurder. Heard your bitch say I'm a hot nigga 3-6. Mafia, I'm riding like I got spinners. Catch me on a block with the hustlers and blocks. I let it pop off. Young nigga flipping the cops off. Racks on me with the 9-9. Ain't got the ops thinking we a top. Yeah. Renegade, bitch, I am not soft. Money hungry like I can't get enough checks. Niggas hating you a usual suspect. I get you set up since you acting upset. Bitch, I am up next. Yeah. Bitch, I'm sumo flexing. I'm throw like judo lessons. I'm too impressive. My chop go through your section. I dip, you dip, we dip. Who gon' catch him on Mars? I'm Bruno stepping. Why you all on the phone talking to it like who you texting?
It's me.
Yeah, I hit one time that I'm out, baby. Kudos, blessings. Yeah. And she say I'm sexy.
I am.
She like the way I be doing my dance. Baby, I'm trying to fuck you and your friend. All my deposits go through in advance. Yeah. Don't give a fuck about you and your mans. Yeah. Run up on me, I'ma ruin your plans. Yeah. I did it once and I'ma do it again. Y'all niggas not that rich. Don't add fuel to the fire. Y'all niggas not that lit. Y'all niggas not gon' ride. Y'all niggas not gon' lift. All my niggas gon' slide. And my niggas not gon' miss. Y'all niggas. Y'all niggas not that rich. Don't add fuel to the fire. Y'all niggas not that lit. Y'all niggas not gon' ride. Y'all niggas not gon' lift. All my niggas gon' slide. And my niggas not gon' miss. Y'all niggas.
Welcome to Level Up. My name is Tammy. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need a black tie.
Well, how about this striped one over here? Now this will look good
on
you.
No, listen. I need a black tie.
Look. Just get this one, man. Just get this one. Just try it on. Come here. Give me your name.
Listen, ma'am, lady, thank you. I need a black tie.
Sir, first of all, my name is Tammy. I told you that when you came in the store. I said, hello. My name is Cammy. Second of all, I'm from Baltimore. Don't make me act like it. And what are you, a Men in Black or something?
Okay,
boy,
Tammy.
Take this tie.
Okay, Tammy, ma'am, lady, I'm gonna go to another store.
So you just gonna give up that easy, huh, Siege?
How do you know me? I never tie. How do you know me?
How are you gonna leave without getting your tie? That is the question.
I'm gonna get my tie, just not from here.
Wrong answer, Siege. Wrong answer. Are you even ready for a purpose? Are you even ready for elevation? Do you understand, son, what it means to be dressed for this occasion?
I do understand. That's why I'm here. How do you know my name?
If you understood, you would have come with your tie already on. Bye, Siege. Go in the back and get those black ties.
Y'all ain't heard me like this. Don't know if I believe in luck, cause I go and take it. Hate me now, or you gon' lose it when you see me make it. She tryna talk, discuss her feelings, I just wanna naked. Sound real harsh when I spit it, but don't get me mistaken. I'm a gentleman, I dog him gently. I don't like to sever ties, I'm rather friendly. But I'll get right on your ass if you offend me, nigga. I'm no politician, but I see that shit ain't right. I'm next up, can do some damage on this fucking mic. Life it knock you down, but me, I get back up and fight. I just like bad bitches, I don't really got no type. I become so nonchalant that I don't shed no tears. I miss my dogs and all my bros that I ain't seen in years. My bro, he been locked down in Easy's, where his golden years. I know that niggas will try me, so I don't show no fear. Say that we all good and straight, but why you acting queer? I been riding on the ship, now it's my turn to steer. I just want us not to struggle, so let's get it clear. If you ain't show me love, don't wonder why I disappeared. Fuck is wrong with him? Like a flower, I'm emerging from the dirt. I don't care, I pick the name, cause anyone could get this work. I don't fall into the traps, get my word, don't take it back. They gon' want a piece, but ain't believe it, do not work like that. I'm sorry. It's very rare that I don't hit my target, I'm a marksman. Ever having fun to have to run cause niggas sparking. No new niggas, I don't wanna kick it, this ain't Sparta. I've been going super hard, I think I need a sponsor. We came up slap boxing in the gloves and we was sparring. It's crazy, I ain't fuck with Arden, now look, I'm an artist. Everything that I attempt, I've always tried my hardest. Lack of effort won't be the reason I don't go farther. They don't say it in your face, they wait for your departure. I've been planting hella seeds, I feel like I'm a farmer. Treat others as I like to be treated, believe in karma. Looking for a come up for a savior, I ain't Archer. Pockets getting thicker and my chick too, she ain't missing meals. Focus motivated, man, I'm trying to make a meal. Used to be up in the club and party copping feels. Man, I swear being broke, y'all just don't know how it feels. I just came up 1100 at the casino. Ain't forgot about you, RIP my cuz Ovino. Built for tough steel, can't afford stuff. On the move pretty soon, can't ignore us. It's King Bo, if you ain't know. Welcome back to Dragon Sports Live. Any music that you hear, you can catch on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your music from. Music by iTunes. So be sure to check out those artists every day. Show them your support and give them your all. You can even catch this podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. With that being said, let's hop right into it. So, I don't know if it's because of the pitch clock in there or that, but we have more injuries to add into the injury pool. Blue Jays plays right-hand pitcher Bolden Francis with a forearm injury on a 15-day IL, aka 15-day Illinois list. But no, it's the injury list, guys. And they also recall left-hand pitcher Brandon Little from AAA Buffalo in that move since then, too. Royals right-hand pitcher Alec Mesh, he's placed on IL after taking a liner straight to his pitcher arm, which I seen that video and the way that line drive hit straight off his elbow, I was like, yeah, I ain't like that at all. Cubs also placed left-hand pitcher Jordan Hicks, who has a forearm strain, on 15-day IL. Demoted left-hand pitcher Luke Little to AAA Iowa. He had an ERA of 7.0 ERA over 10 appearances, which that ERA was horrible. Anytime you want to keep your ERA around like 0 to, I'm going to say 3 at the minimum. Anything over that, that means that person is struggling. They're making a lot of errors. They allow a lot of runs to be allowed. Yeah, no, we don't need that. Andrew Luz, third baseman, Anthony Rendon to a hamstring tear. No table for his return yet, but they did lose him to that hamstring tear. And yeah, he's going to have a lengthy recovery. So, like I said, we don't even know when he will return right now. But he's taking that nice lengthy, and I say lengthy,
repair.
So, we'll know when that's going to happen, when he'll return. Hope for the best. Hope he gets better, though. But, yeah, he took one for the team. He has not played more than 58 games since he signed his 7-year contract deal. And he's been plagued by injuries. So it's like, it sucks to see that. But they also designated for assignment Aaron Hicks on Monday, who's batting 1.40 in 18 appearances. So designated him for assignment. And those who don't meet, basically they said to release him or send him down to AAA. Option is when they send him down to AAA, in case y'all don't know what that terminology is. I'm going to give y'all a little explanation on it. Mets pitcher Dre Smith is on IL with a shoulder injury, and right fielder Sterling Marte's on bereavement list. So he's on bereavement list. He should be back with the team in 3 days. Now, Dre Smith, on the other hand, he might be out a little bit longer, but Sterling Marte will be back with the team in a few days, dealing with personal issues, probably a death. So he'll be back. We also had a unique feat that happened the other day, as that hasn't happened for this franchise in 2006. So the Dodgers won the game without getting a strike out. So without, basically everybody, 44 plate appearances, not one strikeout in the 8-4 win against the Diamondbacks. That hasn't happened since August 28, 2006 for that franchise, which is amazing like that. It means everybody was on their best team. Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, they was all on their best. But that hasn't really happened since, like I said, 2006 for that franchise. So, which is crazy. Dusty Baker wins the Digest Lifetime Achievement Award. Man, he retired last year and he's been doing what he do for a very long time. I think he got 52 years in the MLB, player, coach, manager, executive. He done it all. He has done it all, so well put. Great season for him on that note, on that aspect right there. And yeah, congrats on that. Brewer's been fuming at the Empires. So Murphy Miff after the Brewer's wrong end of another bad call. That's been happening a lot lately. On the swing of pendulum, and pendulum's going more the other way. And it's the second day that they got a bad call. So, it's crazy. And I hate to see that when it was a bad pitch, basically, ball hit the ground and he ran to base. Whew. But it happens. It happens to the best of us. I love when I see managers getting talking to the umpires like that sometimes, and then the umpire will be like, all right, you're out of here. Walk away, just, you know, do his thing. It happens to the best of them. Can't get mad at them. Can't knock them out anyway. MLB will make changes to the uniforms after complaints, because the players was complaining about the pants being see-through. So after changes this spring to the standard jersey and pant led to wide complaints, starting next year they will have property modification, include a return to a larger lettering on the back of the jerseys, remedy mismatch gray tops and bottoms, and address the New Jersey Nike jersey prosperity to collect swag. But this changes will happen at the beginning of the 25 season. So that's cool. But yeah, they was complaining about the new uniforms, seeing that it might have been see-through. And yeah, those has been rectified. So those have been rectified. Mixed ace Kodai Senga is facing live hitters. He's going to face a couple more live hitters in batting practice just to before he do his rehab assignment, but he will be expected to return soon. So with Marlins left-hand pitcher, Luonzo hopes to return very soon too as well. So we'll see how that goes and where that goes from there, but it's going down. Now let's talk about these standings, guys, that's been going down. So Cubs did win 3 games. Then they lost their last game. They're now 6-23. I mean, not the Cubs. I'm sorry. The White Sox. White Sox have been kind of struggling this season. They're 5-10 at home and 1-13 on the road. They have one of the worst records on the road, followed by the Rockies, who's ahead of them, 2-11 on the road. So it's the road games for them. Where at home they're sitting about 50%, but they take on the Twins later on today, who's 15-13. Orioles sitting at the top of the American East right now at 18-10, followed by the Yankees 19-11. I am amazed at this. The Cubs are sitting first in American League Central, guys, for the Northsiders. 18-11, 10-3 at home, 8-8 away. You know, they sitting pretty up there, pretty high up there. Dodgers in 19-12, but the American League West, well, the National League West, I'm sorry, that's going to be a close race come down the wire for who make the playoffs. So is the Central. But you ain't got to worry about the Marlins or the Astros right now or the White Sox. them teams are the only teams that have yet to clinch double-digit wins. Everybody else have double-digit wins. Now, the Astros might get their 10th win, but like I said, them teams haven't eclipsed double-digit wins, so we'll see what those go. We do got some exciting games for you that's happening today as the Chicago Cubs take on the New York Mets. And then, as I mentioned, Minnesota taking on Chicago, St. Louis at Detroit, and New York at Baltimore, which should be a good game because that game basically determines who's going to be in first and second. Colorado's taking on Miami, and then St. Louis taking on Detroit. It's a doubleheader for them today, so it's going down. We got some more music on the way here on Dragon Sports Live. We also got more music coming from Slick J Adams, too. He will be dropping new music around May 24th. So I can't wait to hear that. Can't wait to hear it. It's there. But we got Cameo, See You Soon, here on Dragon Sports Live. Check it out, y'all. Oh, yeah.
I let you live with your mistake. Let's get one thing straight. Let's get one thing straight. You don't own my soul. You don't own my soul. Not live my now. Not live my now. Let's get one thing straight. You don't own my soul. Not live my now. Not ever before. I've been thinking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Drug Sports Live. That last song that you just heard was Atlas, Make You Mine, here on Drug Sports Live. Like I said, I get music. Lately, TikTok and Instagram's been my friend, because I've been running into a lot of artists that I like the sound of their music. I love how it sounds. And it makes me nod my head, and I'm just over there vibing with it. So I add it to my playlist. So I keep that's also I keep finding some of these artists too. You know, some people that I've been following for weeks did songs with this artist, and then I check those that to see if they got any of that music of their own out. And yeah, building up my repertoire of music every day, no matter what. So like I said, it's a fun time, and we also have fun. We did have fun over this past weekend. Starting Thursday, we had the NFL draft, where the Bears, you know, everybody speculated Caleb Williams was going to go number one overall. Here's the controversy. Some people were not too fond of him. Reason being, they didn't like his arrogantness. They didn't like his super cockiness. But looking at past stories, everybody, like, he wanted to work out with one of his coaches. One of his coaches on the team was like, he wanted to work out with the 6 a.m. group with all the starters. And he just went anyway. He got dressed and went down there. And he was working out. He trying to show how his competitive spirit. Okay, cool. I like that. I do like that. I like how that goes. But my thing is, you got to be humble, because I don't want you to be a NFL draft day bust. Like, some of the great players that was there ended up like Josh Rosen, and you know how people expect, like, you're coming in with a lot of expectations to the Bears franchise. The fans have a lot of expectations of you. We had a decent quarterback with Justin Fields, but we let him go to the Steelers. Well, we traded him to the Steelers. So it's like, you got decent expectation. But on top of that, we added another wide receiver to the core that we already have. So we added Rome Odaines to the wide receiver core, who's 6'3", but he's great on catching the ball in contested situations. But you also got Keaton Allen, DJ Moore, Dante Pettis, Velus Jones Jr., Colin Johnson, Tyler Scott, Nasheeba Webster, like all on the roster for the Bears. And that's a pretty depth. Like, they wanted to get depth in receivers, and they got depth in receivers. So it's like, I am fond of what they needed. We pretty much got every position that we needed through the draft, as well as through free agency. And I think that's pretty good. We even got a punter. We also got Karen Amajaje as well, who's an offensive tackle. he can play either right guard. Like, yeah, he moved from right guard to left tackle. And he versatile. So we got two good bookends at tackle on top of that, Darnell White and Braxton Jones. But Jones missed 6 games last season when they need to address that guard position. So we're going to put Amaje there. He's also Darnell White, who we drafted. So I'm liking that. Austin Booker is a great edge that we pick up as well. Torrey Taylor, a good punter who can pin, but we already had Caleb Williams say you won't need to punt that much here. He was like, you won't punt often. So we'll see how that goes. I am very excited for that. Now, I was kind of shocked by the Falcons getting Michael Penix Jr., who y'all just gave. Y'all basically just gave Kirk Cousins that 4-year deal, $180 million. So it's like, I'm shocked that y'all did that. But Penix is a left-hand quarterback, and he's a Heisman Trophy runner-up. So, and they got most of their needs. They needed a cornerback really more than anything else. But they did get an edge defensive tackle and a linebacker in the draft. But they needed a cornerback and an offensive tackle. So we'll see what, because, you know, even though you didn't get drafted, you can still make your come up as an undrafted player. So we'll see. We're going to follow that. We're going to keep y'all posted what happens with that. My Patriots, we needed a quarterback, a tackle, wide receiver, and a guard. And we got all those in the draft. We might address this issue of getting another safety through free agency or, you know, get an undrafted player. But we had drafted Drake May, who's a good fit. And I think he's a good fit, you know. Strong arm, mobile, good fit. They also got Joe Milton III, which has been the first time in quite a long time that the Patriots drafted two quarterbacks in the same round. So that's amazing to see. And I can't wait to see what goes with that, how that goes with that. Eagles was busy on draft day. They have made 8 trades, tying the record for as most draft day trades in there, joining the 2018 Patriots, as well as the 2023 Texans, because they made 8 draft day trades on that. But on top of that, they also been active in free agency as well. So the Eagles signed offensive tackle Mekhi Becton, joining the Eagles on a 1-year deal that's worth $5.5 million. And they also gave A.J. Brown a 3-year, $96 million extension as well. So they've been busy on that front, trying to keep everybody there. And I like what I see. So, but I'm a Bears and Patriots fan, and always going to be a Bears Patriots fan, so it's good. I really want to see what Mayo is going to do this year as the head coach. And he even said that he's open to Tom Brady coming back to the Patriots front, but he's seeing him coming back more as a coach than a player, which everybody opens that door, but let's see. Ezekiel Elliott is rejoining the Cowboys on a 1-year deal, while fellow wide receiver Michael Gallup is joining the Raiders on a 1-year deal. So those things happen there. Lions give Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penny Swell each 4-year deals, extending their contracts. And then Commanders are going to retire Darnell Green's number 28 jersey, which he said it's an honor for that to happen. They're going to retire his jersey. Broncos get D.E. John Franklin Mayers in a little draft day trade. And Saints lineman James Hurst retires after 10 seasons. So he calling it quits, calling it career. It happens. We did have wide receiver Tank Dell for the Texans. He was had a minor wound from shooting, but he has then been released from the hospital. He was down in Florida, and he's back in Texas, recuperated and ready to join his team. The D.E. Trey Hockenson will play for the Bengals following a long-term contract fallout. He wanted to get a long-term contract, and they didn't, so him and T. Higgins both requested a trade, but both of them going to play this year with the team. Hopefully, they can still get a trade, or they can work out a long-term contract addition. We'll see how that goes. Chiefs give Travis Kelce a 2-year, $34.2 million extension, joining the team for another 2 years. Keep him around. Jason Kelce is set to join ESPN Monday Night Countdown. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but he has went through the what used to be the boot camp, but now it's the broadcasting media camp. So hasn't been officially confirmed yet by ESPN, but he is set to join them. So I would love to see Jason Kelce in that booth. We'll see. Chargers running back J.K. Dobbins is ready to shed his injury label. He's been plagued with injuries. He had an ACL injury, LCL, and MCL, ankle injuries, that sideline. So he's ready to shed that label now that he's healthy with the Chargers, coming from the Ravens, who's joining Jim Harbaugh and a couple other Raiders. So he's reunited with Gus Edwards as well as Greg Roman, who he played with the Ravens. So it's like, y'all taking, basically Jim taking players from his brother's team. Let's just put it like how it is. Taking players from his brother's team and some coaches as well, but we'll see. Jarvis Landry to work out with the rookies during camp. Hasn't played since December 18, 2022. So he will work out with the rookies. The 31-year-old is trying to make a comeback after he was injured in 22 and, had, like I said, hasn't played since December 18th. We'll make a comeback with that. But at the same time, though, too, the Jaguars have made a move, made some moves, too. So they released wide receiver Zay Jones as well as kicker Joe Sly. They released him this morning, less than a week after they drafted their receiver in the first round of the NFL draft. That move saves them $4.49 million against the salary cap by releasing Jones, who signed a 3-year contract with the team in March 22. They also released kicker Joey Sly because they drafted LSU receiver Brian Thomas Jr. with the 23rd overall pick on Thursday. So he led FBS with 17 touchdowns, catches in 23. So let's see how the rookie camp, how they rookie camp will go. That's from May 10th to 11th on a tryout basis. Keep in mind, we got these undrafted gems too, so you don't know what's going to go on at all. really don't know what's going on. Don't know how it's going to go down, but it's going down. So that's what's going on with that. I'm excited to see preseason, but I'm also excited to see what else we can possibly do in the world of football. I don't know if y'all been watching the UFL, but I've been seeing some spectacular plays going in that. A lot of trick plays going. Birmingham Stallions are 5-0 right now, with the St. Louis Battlehawks 4-1, and the Renegades, who was the XFL champions last year, are struggling. They're 0-5. So it's like, I don't know if they're gelling or it's just the struggle has been real, but they are kind of struggling. So I don't know what's going on with that, but hey, each to his own. But I love all the trick plays that I've been seeing. I love to play. So we'll see. Like, they can score, they just can't finish. It is what it is. It happens to the best of us, those who are in athletes. So it definitely happens. But we're going to give y'all some more music here on Dragon Sports Live. I have The B by Aja Marie coming up. Check it out. Followed by Corey Brownie, Real Love, here on Dragon Sports Live. Let's kick it off with Aja Marie, and then we'll talk WNBA, NBA, NCAA after this.
The high priestess of the music industry was a collar of immorality. Cloaked in naked dress, while the absence of morality exudes from her confidence. Masquerading as an angel of light, skin, melanin, she has a flattering tongue. Her sexy voice has seduced more women than men. She turned deception gospel, igniting the feminist, abortionists, and even lay members to aid her musical foolishness. Using their bodies as instruments of unrighteousness, playing her tunes over them, bathing in her depravity, taking it on as their own skin, they have become clones, quoting her. Being in the world and of it, adding onto the flesh and not cutting it, allowing the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes and pride to lead them to dark places, to drink from Jezebel's fountain of youth that keeps you immature in your faith, causing women to throw shade at each other for fear of being exposed in the light. This queen bee has stung you. The buzzing of her sweet honey songs are dripping from your ears, and you taste her sugar laced with poison, wearing it as a necklace with each lyric beaded as scripture. She got your ears ringing and you can't hear the Holy Spirit calling you to pick up your Bible and read it. The only sound proof to cure deafness. Do not love the world, but you're too hung over from being drunk in love to see the destinies a child of the devil. Women in pews got blurred vision. Better yet, double vision and a double mind, unstable in all her ways. B is preaching to the choir, directing them to notes that are off key with God's word, so you question his commands. A strong delusion seals the consciousness of those who know better, to be flooded with contradiction, jumping in leotards too tight to breathe, strangling the Holy Spirit so it won't loosen up the grip on your idol. You've bowed down to the beehive, let her nest swarm you and woo you to her palace built on the sand. Why do you let her defile your consecrated soul? She crawls on her belly, makes you dance out of your clothes. Unlike David, who slew Goliath with the rock, the only rock you align with is not the one of your salvation, but the symbol that solidifies your degradation. When we don't drink from the fountain of living waters, we suffer from dehydration. Turn lifeless and blue, IV stuck in our veins, pumping lies into our system, telling us that our Bible is outdated. But should the beehive come charging at me, Tell them that I'm wearing my protective gear, draped in Ephesians 6, my gauntlet holding the sword of the Spirit to discern that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, her delight, is in the law of the Lord. The hive mind needs to submit to the lordship of Christ, removing the sting of death. So the next time Beyonce hands you lemons, inspect the tree that fruit is growing on. Tap its roots and ask them to whisper the dirty secrets of sin and plant it in her ground before you make lemonade, poisoning everyone with this drink. She has many recipes for your fall, automatically making you a slave to her master recordings, profiting off you buying into her doctrine. Though Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not obey. Beyonce, all on your mouth like liquor. You're too hungover so the word of God can't sober you. Dangerously in love with delusion, and a strong one is needed to bind the one man trying to overtake your soul. Greater is he that is within you than she who claims to run the world. Girls, I know it doesn't feel good to have someone cast down your idol, but it's necessary when such a one has been exalted to the status of God. So I am taking her captive and holding her hostage to the word of God, because Jesus is the only one that can set her and you free. Because remember that every bee that has a buzz is not queen.
I'm liking it. Old school, real love. Sing this, y'all. So humbling. you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. That last song that you just heard was Real Love by Corey Bowie. We got real love for Candace Parker. She had a real love for the game. She just announced her retirement. And it's a exciting thing. She's a three-time champion in the WNBA. Well, I should say she has won a championship in three different franchises. The Sparks, the Aces, the Chicago Sky. She's also a Chicago area native on top of that. Two-time NCAA champion and has a lot of accomplishments. Like, if you look at highlight tapes, her game stayed the same. It just got better. If you look at high school, she do the same little layup. She had the same dribble moves. She was just, like I said, she one of the all-time greats, had a great thing going, and she didn't want to cheat the game, and she calling it quits. She's also part of ESPN's NBA Countdown, too. So, she decided, like I said, she decided to call it quits. And, you know, one of the biggest Tennessee Lady Vols legends. She's a two-time MVP. And she defined her career not just by titles and awards, but influence. She was 6'4", could handle the ball like a guard and create her own transition opportunities. She did it all. So, she called me quits. Congratulations to her. But that opens the door for Caitlin Clark, who was drafted by the Fever, who's causing an uprising. And we going to see how that goes, because she clicking with Lil Boston. She clicking with teammates, and she's excited to play. So that's a good thing on that note, on that front. Angel Reese and Carmela Cardozo, they are also looking good in their practices with that. So I'm excited to see all these draft picks that was drafted in the WNBA draft. I'll be able to see that Friday, where I'll see Indiana versus Dallas and then Chicago versus Minnesota. I'm going to watch those games, be sure to be on the lookout just to see, so we can see who's going. We did get the Sky did get two guards back. They got Diamond DeShields as well as Jimmy Carter on there. Both Shields and Carter have been played since last season, but Diamond DeShields, she's out. Her respected date is August 18th to return. So we'll see where that goes. But yeah, I'm excited to see those games and very excited. Sue Bird is joining the ownership. She became part of the Storm's ownership group. So she's part of that, and like I said, we'll see. The Storm is Seattle's only basketball team as far as professional, because we don't no longer have the Seattle Supersonics, who became the OKC Thunder. So it's like, and Kevin Durant was that last pick before they came OKC. So, yeah. Can't wait to see what that goes. On the college level, though, we did have quite a few transfers. UConn women added Princeton's transfer guard, Caitlin Chin. And for Kiki Efren heading to UFC to join Juju Watkins in the game. 19.4 points a game, 11 rebounds, and 2.3 assists a game. So that gives you another a big woman to, you know, control, get boards, score down low, and also get assists. Guard Chesley Leaguer Walker is transferring to UCLA. And Charlotte women's names, Tamika Reed as new head coach. She was at Jackson State previously and had won 5 championships. MAC conference championships there. USC is giving women, when USC women's giving Kinze Gulati a contract extension through 2020-30. And Alabama hoops guard Raylan Griffin commits to Kansas. Center Hunker Dixon is returning to Kansas for his final year of eligibility. While Lamb McNeely, the number 9th recruit of the 2024 class, chooses UConn. Kentucky lands former Oklahoma guard Ortega Wynn. And Cal gets guard Andre Stoyakovich. Y'all want to know why that name sounds familiar? Because that is the son of the legendary Peja Stoyakovich. So they're getting him there. He's, like I said, they legendary good. Aces to visit the White House on May 9th. Far as their White House visit. And on the NBA level, so the Suns got swept. Wolves swept the Suns. And their first playoff series win since 2004. Anthony Edwards had 40 and Karl Anthony Towns had 28 as they finished it off. And what sparked that win is they was double teaming Edwards and then they stopped. So now he's like, I'm gonna beat y'all. Y'all was doing fine with the double team, but now y'all forcing me to beat y'all 1-on-1. Whew. He went off, but he looked up to Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant praised him well during the press conference as well. So what's next for the Suns? What they're going to do? Like, hopefully, I think they'll be a better team with everybody healthy, because like some people, it was a couple games where you didn't have all the stars that you needed on the court. You didn't have Bill, Booker, and Durant on the court at the same time. You didn't have new seats on the court. It was a couple of those, like, they didn't really play together that much. Kind of like with the Brooklyn Nets with Harden, Kyrie, and KD. So it's kind of like that. But like I said, they didn't really play that much, but they did get swept though. So did the Pelicans. The Pelicans got swept by OKC Thunder. And this was their first series win since 2016. Celtics take a 3-1 lead, but as they take that 3-1 lead, they lose Kristaps Porzingis with a calf strain, which there's been a lot of those going on lately. It's going on with the Bucks. Both Lillard and Antetokounmpo have like Achilles issues right now, and it's not looking too good for the Bucks, who's struggling against the Pacers the last game. Bobby Portis getting ejected in the first quarter of that game, which allowed Lopez to basically just shine. Because if y'all haven't noticed, the Bucks play better when they always have two big men on the floor that can also shoot the three. So it's like all eight big men can shoot the three. but they haven't really been able to, because Giannis was out. Portis got ejected in the first quarter just because he threw a punch. So he was ejected. We'll see. The Lakers are out now. They got put out by the Nuggets. Nuggets basically gave it. Was 9? What was it? 16-0 straight if you fall Lakers one way? So they're out. And we got the Knicks and the Sixers. We got, so T-Wolves will take on the Nuggets. We're waiting for the winner of the Clippers-Mavs game. They'll play tomorrow at 9 p.m. on TNT, as that series is tied 2-2. Now, this is on the west side, so like I said, that's the only team we're waiting on. We're waiting on the Clippers, Mavs. All the other teams, they chilling, relaxing. Celtics take a 3-1 lead against the Heat. But like I said, they lost Porzingis. But Derek White did put out a career-high 38 points. Cavs and Magic, they're tied 2-2. And they play later on today on NBA TV. Bucks play later on today against the Pacers. Can the Pacers seal the deal? And it'd be another first-round exit for Doc Rivers. Can the Knicks seal the deal? So we had 3 games on TNT today. 1 on NBA TV. Let's see. My fingers are crossed. I am watching the game. So, and speaking of those, that's the Sixers. Embiid missed game. He had missed game 5 shooting around with a migraine. So he basically is in question of head of game 5. We'll see. Oubre had an illness. So we'll see where it goes. I hope for the best for Chris Finch too, because Chris Finch was hit inadvertently by Michael Conley while dribbling down the court, like a little bump from Devin Booker, which caused him to rupture his patella tendon in his knee. He underwent surgery. He will undergo surgery Wednesday, but no telling if he'll be available, be able to join the bench, or be able to, like, he might be able to communicate from the locker room or be behind the bench communicating, but he will be required to keep his right leg immobilized in a brace. And if Finch isn't able to park on the sidelines to start the series, Mike Anunoby will coach game 1 on Saturday, with Finch likely communicating from the bench, communicate to the bench from the locker room, sources say. So we'll see how that goes, but I seen that contact and it was like, ugh. It was kind of hard. He instantly went down grabbing his knee. And yeah, I hate when you see a coach go down inadvertently like that, but hope for the best. Let's check out those games. Be sure to check out Dragon Sports Live on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can even catch it on YouTube at DONPE1. I'm Dante Payne, signing off. I'll catch y'all with some more music and sports. Like the ring of that. Peace out, y'all.